Welcome to Fit and Chips Chats, health and wellness advice for women over 40 and beyond with Amanda Thebe. This is a show full of hot topics specifically for hot women. Amanda Thebe is a force of nature for women who are experiencing menopause hell and want to start feeling healthy and fit in their 40s and beyond. Through her very frank articles, podcasts, and hilarious social media presence, she's here to help you with informative advice while making you laugh like a 20-year-old throughout. Her raging fans have called her an unstoppable inspiration, resilient bitch. Please visit us at fitandchips.com. And now, here's your host, Amanda Thebe.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of Fit and Chips Chats. Today, I'm with the creators of Cucumber Clothing. Their names are Nancy and Eileen, and I'm speaking to them all the way from my homeland, the UK. Hello. Welcome to the show. So I usually do this big intro about people and tell them everything about, you know, the people who I'm speaking to, just so that there's like a bit of a foundation. But I actually want you to do that, because the whole point of me having you on the show is I really wanted to talk about your clothing and the creation and why you decided to start the company Cucumber Clothing. So first of all, I'd like you to tell me why you called it Cucumber Clothing, because I love that name, and why you decided to start the company.
Well, Cucumber Clothing, really, because we do what we say on the tin. So cool as a cucumber. We started, I think, with a few different names we were tossing around, and actually they're all sort of pretty and nice, but then we finalized a name. We wanted something to people know exactly what we're doing straight away. And in terms of why we launched, Eileen and I we're both in our early 50s. We were at a 50th birthday party of a mutual friend of ours. All the women, all of a certain age, everyone talking about getting hot and how difficult it is to sleep and then they can't get on with their day. You know, the usual conversations going round and round and round. And we came away and we sort of thought, there's an opportunity there. Why don't we run with it? And initially we thought, this would be a little bit of fun on the side. Let's try and start a company. And a year later, we are working day and night. It's taken over our lives. It's our new baby. And initially, we launched just thinking about nightwear for the over 40s. And all our styling was very much about changing body shape, trying to be flattering for the older woman, and all about sleepwear. And it was really through launching. And we had a lot of conversations with our customers and people telling us things like, A, we were very good for travel because we don't crush. Also things, new mums saying, you know, they suffer from breastfeeding sweats. Neither of us suffer from those, but that is a thing apparently. And in the same way that your hormones change when you're coming out of, you know, periods and things, your hormones are changing when you've had a baby. So it's the same sort of symptoms you're getting. And that's when we really decided to think about who we can actually target and who our clothes are for.
So why did you think of clothing, though? I mean, because if you think of menopause and hot flashes, there's so many different places you can go, like making aromatherapy and like supplements and all different things out there. So why clothing? I mean, is that part of your background?
Yes, absolutely. So my background is in fashion. I worked for Nicole Farr for quite a long time, for Nicole Farr Menswear. And then I more recently had my own accessory line, which I loved, but which I've now had to pack up at least temporarily because cucumber's taken over my life, but in a good way. But really, the reason why it was clothing was because our friends were saying, look, we go to bed, we're cold, then we're hot, then we're cold, then we're hot, then we have to get changed, then we have to change our sheets, then we have to change our sheets again, then we have to change our, you know, our nightwear. And so we had a look, we did quite a bit of research, just looking around, and there are some things that you can wear at night, if you're feeling hot, if you're feeling hormonal, if you're just a hot person. But most of them probably make you feel about 125.
Nothing they really want to wear.
They just look really frumpy. It's as if there's a big sign on them saying,
over the hill.
Yeah, if you're wearing this, you're over the hill. Like, don't look back. You're gone. That's it. And we thought, why does that have to be? We certainly think that our friends in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, they feel incredibly relevant. They feel young. They feel fit. They're doing loads of interesting things. They're starting businesses.
Yeah.
They're carrying on with their careers. They're traveling the world. They don't want to wear something that makes them feel over the hill. They want to wear something that makes them feel great if they look in the mirror. So we wanted to do that, to combine fabric technology, which allows you to feel good, with great design, which makes you feel great when you look in the mirror.
And I think also, just to add to that, nowadays we aren't what our mothers were. So if I think of my mother at my age, and maybe my kids, maybe I'm being delusional, my kids do think of me like this, but I don't feel the same as she was. And women nowadays, as Eileen said, are, they can have young children, they can have children who've left home, they could not have had children, they could be working, not working, doing so many different things. And yet you go online, and if you sort of type in, I don't know, fashion for the over 40s or over 45s, it is so depressing.
That's what I think. When I look at some of these, this nightwear, I'm like, I mean, I don't wear the frilly lingerie for bed. I never have. I'm a pajama girl, you know, and I do embrace.
Wear nice pajamas.
Wear nice things.
Exactly. But I do sort of embrace the grandma look a bit myself, because I like the whole cozy thing. But your stuff is so stylish as well. But that sort of, like, the it makes me laugh, because my husband will be like, you're wearing that? Like for real? It's like the do not enter sign. Do not enter sign on my nightie. No, but I mean, in truth, when I looked at your clothing originally, I didn't realize that when it was nightwear, I thought it was loungewear. I would go out wearing those clothes. So I was a little bit confused that it was nightwear.
Well, that is very much where we started. And actually, the reason we've now moved more into loungewear, leisurewear is, again, at the beginning,
it's feedback.
Yes. So, for example, one of our original pieces is the V-neck dress. And some of our customers were saying that, like, for example, one had been on holiday to New York, worn it out with a shirt underneath, then got home, whipped off the shirt, took off the makeup and went to bed. And the fact is, we realized there's a big market. People are traveling a lot more. They're also doing lots of short haul and they only want to take carry on. So we like to think that we've got a lot of multifunctional pieces. So pieces you can dress up, you can wear by the pool, you can travel in them, you can go to bed in them. And also, because we wick away all the sweat and odors, you don't even really have to wash them very much. I mean, okay, you might spill something down or you want to wash it out. And because they dry so quickly, you can rinse them out in a hotel basin, hang them up to dry, and they're dry 20 minutes later because they wick. So all our pieces, yes, we started very much with the nightwear. And we have got some pieces that very much are like the camisole dress.
Absolutely.
And the camisole. Well, even the camisole top people are wearing with jeans and things.
Yeah.
But then we have moved into more multifunctional. You know, some people we know still wear them very much as nightwear, and some people like to have pieces they can.
And I think it's all part of this movement that nowadays people are getting used to. You know, if you think back even 120 years ago, women were wearing corsets. Those weren't thrown off till the beginning of the 20th century. And nowadays, the whole idea, well, they were wearing corsets until the 1950s with wasp waists and all of those kinds of things. It really is a more recent thing that women feel that they have a right to wear clothes that look great, but also are comfortable. And you know, if you're working in an office, fine, it might be air conditioned, but if you're at work 12 hours a day, actually, you don't want to be wearing a super tight dress all day that's making you feel a bit hot and sweaty when you go out and you feel freezing when you want something that actually is attuned to your body. And our pieces are not office wear as such, but if you work in a cash office, you could certainly wear some of our things.
Yeah, well, like you said, you can dress them up or down. I can totally see that. And it's really funny because I was speaking to a friend of mine who works in the corporate environment and said that she was like sat in a meeting and had a hot flash because they don't sort of come at, on the, a lot of them come in the evening and then there's night sweats, but women get them during the day. And imagine being in a meeting in a male-centered environment. And that, so at least this is a way of like sort of keeping cool.
Sure.
Exactly. I know when I first looked at it, it sort of reminded me, I was in Japan a couple of years ago and it reminded me of like the chic Japan sort of style. You know, is that something that was inspired you, or was it really just the look that you like to wear yourself? Was it really?
Yeah, I think we were looking for something. As Nancy said, when we started off, we were really looking, our customer was 40 plus. And so we thought very much, well, that woman probably doesn't want anything too frou-frou-y. Obviously, there's some women who do, but they want something simple but elegant, something that they can wear on a day-to-day basis. This isn't kind of, oh, special occasion wear. No, it's absolutely 24/7, every day, this is what I can wear whenever I want to. So we wanted it to be simple, clean-looking, but pretty. In our second collection, the Ruffle collection, very much went with that riff. It's a bit prettier with the ruffles and the ties, and people really love that. And I think we're carrying on with that we want the simple elegance, but with just a few little pretty details that make it work.
And also, I'd say we're not high fashion, but we're fashionable. So, you know, that I think that follows through. So we're not you know, buy it now and, oh, I can't wear it next year because it's so last season. It's very much about timeless classics. And as Eileen said, if you're working in a hot office and you come home, if you're sort of all suited up, it's a nice thing to come home, you have your shower, put on, I don't know, one of our jumpsuits or dresses or whatever. You can be comfortable around the house. But if somebody suddenly comes to the door unexpectedly, you're not feeling embarrassed that you're in your, you know, grubby nightwear. The whole point is it's actually nice to wear, looks good enough, but you're comfortable and you're cool.
And I think I know personally, I used to, like, when I was in the UK, if I was going out on a Friday night, I would always go, like, say, to Topshop and buy, like, a disposable outfit, you know, for the evening, just so I had something to wear. And now I'm at the stage where I hardly buy any clothes, but when I do, I've started investing a bit more money, and not very much, but, like, I've got a few pieces that I know I can, and I even look at my wardrobe and realize I've kept pieces.
Yeah, there are a little function of getting older as well that we prefer.
Well, I think that that's a thing with us when we go through sort of midlife, we sort of just, like, we get rid of the fluff. It's like, yeah, you said, the frou-frou, we get rid of the fluff. And I don't just mean the physical clothing, it's just like everything in our life.
Yeah. Well, everything has to have a function, and we are fashion with a function.
Yeah, yeah. And then also what we do say, and which is absolutely the case, which is that our fabrics last a really long time. So you don't have to wash them that often, because obviously you have to wash clothes, but that does help degrade them. And our fabric should last 6 times longer than cotton. So we really are trying to say that we're not fast fashion. We are looking at our environmental footprint. We really try hard not to use plastics. We're using plastics in one
tiny piece of our chain.
But in fact, just today I had a chat with somebody about replacing those with properly biodegradable bags. So, you know, we're trying hard, and there's no easy answer to all the consumption, the conspicuous consumption that the world...
Well, making anything has
an
imprint.
We're trying, yeah.
And I think because we're a new company, we can start from the beginning. We don't have to change, you know, the way we've done things for years. We can really think from the beginning the kind of company we want to be and go forward that way, rather than having to, as a big company, try and enforce rules later on.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of your mission as well, right? I mean, I looked on your, that's one of the things that you're striving to do.
We do, you know, so we're a British brand. We import our material because we couldn't find anything we felt worked well enough in the UK. And in fact, we test every single material we use to make sure, to make sure that it does what it says on the tin, stays true to our name. And after that, everything we do is in the UK. So all our manufacturing, all our labels, all our trim, we know our factory, we know the workers, we know everyone's paid fairly. And that's very important to us. You know, we want to be a relevant brand that cares about people who make our clothes.
Yeah, in fact, we're always at our factory.
Yes,
we practically live there. So,
well, we do at the moment with our new collection coming out.
Yeah, and then actually, we've just had our cashmere collection, which launched, and with that, we've been looking for a charity to work with, and we've just started working with a great charity called the Eve Appeal. Which is all about the 5 gynecological cancers that women can get. And 50p from every sale from our cashmere collection goes directly to them. So that's exciting for us, because we've always wanted to have that built into the DNA of our brand, having a charitable aspect to it. And we are very small. We can't give very much.
But it's a start,
and we kind of feel it's a first step on the way. So, you know, hopefully there'll be many more steps on
the way. I think it's wonderful. So, I mean, so you're an ethical, relevant company. You're looking at your carbon footprint. You know, you're trying to keep it in-house, like in the UK, so that, you know, you're supporting industry there. And then you're giving back to charity. I mean, that's pretty damn good for a small business, don't you think, when you're a new startup?
We're trying our best to be
starting as we mean to go on.
Yeah,
and you know, I think if everyone does a little bit, it makes a big difference, right? That's my thing. So actually, we've spoken about the fabrics in passing, but not specifically. So you've got two types of fabric. Well, two.
I've got three at the moment.
So Lynn, tell us about the fabrics, and then, you know, how you tested them. To what did you stand there and made yourself sweat or something? I just want to know, how did you do jumping jacks and sweat all over the dress? How did you find and source the fabric so that you knew that it would, like, hang well? I was a seamstress as well, so, like, so it sewed well and looked nice and everything.
Well, that was a big thing for us, because obviously they have to work, but the whole point is they have to have a fabulous hand feel. We don't, you know, you can... So you can liken it to sort of Lululemon or Sweaty Betty, that obviously those fabrics work in terms of getting hot and sweaty and they wick the sweat away, but they are very much sportswear. And we wanted to marry great fabric innovation with fabulous hand feel, so people aren't feeling like they're wearing something that's functional. Because, you know, as we say, we are a fabric-led brand. Without the fabric, we're just another fashion brand. But the whole point is that fabric not only has to work, but it has to feel luxurious and like it is a fashion brand.
Yeah, that's right. And so when we started off, that was what took the longest time, was sourcing the right fabric. And as Nancy said, we tested it rigorously. We had samples made up, we gave them out to a team of testers, we had feedback back, and we chose the ones that we thought, A, performed the best, that was absolutely of prime importance, but also looked great. Mm. So combine those two aspects. And so we start off with a jersey, which is still, I'd say, probably still our most popular.
Yes,
it's very multifunctional, it's very light, it feels great on, it absolutely doesn't crush. If you want anything to wear on an airplane, trust me, that is what you always want to wear on an airplane. You don't get too hot, you don't get too cold, and when you get off, you look perfect, you look absolutely fine.
Perfect as when you looked as you got on.
That's subjective then in my case. Yeah, you've never seen me flying.
And then we have what we call our silk, which isn't a real silk, but feels, just has a lovely handle, really thick. Drapes beautifully. Just looks really expensive and lovely. Feels great on. And again, does everything the jersey does. It wicks away the sweat, kills off any odors. Just looks great. And then our newest fabric is a cashmere mix. So it has 10% cashmere in it. And you might not think that that's very much. And it isn't. It's 10%. But actually, when you feel it, when you crush it in your hand, even though it doesn't crush, when you crush it gently in your hand, it feels lovely. Mm. And you can feel that there is a lovely wool in there.
Yes.
Yeah, and it drapes beautifully. It feels lovely next to your skin. We think it feels very special.
Yes, and I just say that with the silky one, partly the reason of that, if you look at styling, so like with the ruffle tops, well, after we had feedback from new mums saying they have breastfeeding sweats, you know, that's a great top for breastfeeding in. And we were thinking about new mums who maybe, love wearing nice expensive clothes, but they might need dry cleaning. When you just had a baby, that's the last thing you want to think about. So you want something you can literally shove it in the washing machine, you know, you get breast milk on it and it comes out looking great, but actually it's still something that makes you feel good. So you're not having to either choose something that looks great, but you're never going to have time to hand wash or take it to the dry cleaner, or something that is just functional but makes you feel really dreary. So hopefully we bridge the gap between the two.
Yeah. And we have another piece coming out soon, which is great for breastfeeding mums,
yes,
which is a really lovely jersey ballet top, which has under the popper, and you can pop out a boot.
And then we're currently testing some wool mixes as well. And we'll see how those go. Yeah. So we're always looking at new there are so many amazing fabric innovations out there, and we're always looking at new technology, new innovations, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game.
And I think as well, I mean, you're just saying about that it's not 100% cashmere, it's got just some cashmere in. I mean, that's actually very important, because to sweating, you really don't want too many natural fabrics on you, because it's the worst. It absorbs all of your,
And it's amazing how many women are saying, well, no, cotton, my mother always told me cotton's the best. Cotton is the worst.
Yeah. It's literally the worst. I mean, I talk as an athlete, as a semi athlete. I have to wear cool wick clothing. I just cannot wear cotton. It's simply the worst thing. Yeah. And even just trying to get rid of the smell from my kids' clothing, if they wear, do sports in.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I agree. And I would add, for us, part of our job we see is, in a way, educating people in that, and particularly with man-made fibres, particularly women of around 50, they think of polyester, nylon, scratchy, convincing people that man-made fibres can look and feel so amazing is part of our job, really.
Yeah.
It definitely is, because, I mean, we're 70s kids, and we grew up, I remember when the polyester clothing came out, and it literally, it was nasty. Yeah.
And a lot of people can't get rid of that image.
No.
As soon as you say human-made, we like to say human-made, not man-made.
I think actually some of the work has been done for us. Nancy named Check, Lululemon, and Sweaty Betty. Some of the work has been done for us, because people now realize that there is something about technical fabrics. Mm. They do work. They do, if you're, you're an athlete, if you're running, swimming, whatever you're doing, if you've got the right kit, it actually makes whatever you're doing that much better and that much easier, that much funner. And so people realize that that these technical fabrics do work. What they haven't quite crossed over into realizing is that technical fabrics don't need to feel technical. They can also feel luxurious and lovely to wear.
Exactly. I have, so you ladies sent me the ruffle dress. I love it. And so I did like an unboxing on my Instagram feed and you ladies wouldn't have seen that, the response I got, but oh my goodness, it was like, oh my God, it's so lovely. And I was twirling with the dress and it's very pretty. So I am actually going to do like a little piece on that. I'm going to get my son, who's quite a good photographer. I've trained him well to take some images, and I'll do a little write up about that so people can like get my opinion on it. But I thought it was beautiful, and as soon as I like tried it on, I was like, I could wear this with like a little denim jacket and some flat shoes for during the day. Or I have these really cute black sandals and a black scarf, like a silk scarf, to wear if I was going out for dinner. It's so practical. I wouldn't wear it as lounge wear though, but I can see how some people who are a little bit more glamorous than me could, because I only wear dresses on occasions. You know, I'm like, it's like going to weddings, but I love this one. And it's very flattering. It is very flattering. And a lot of menopausal women, their body shape changes throughout the month as well. We really see increased water bloating. And it's frustrating. You go to put your jeans back on and everything's hanging over the top. It's so frustrating.
And that was a very important thing for us right at the beginning. And just thinking about our camisole nightdress, for example, we have this little pleat down the front so that it doesn't hang over your tummy area, that you do feel that it's forgiving.
Yeah, or even our harem trousers, if they're a drawstring and we put the big tie just on the side rather than right at the front. Because, you know, sometimes when you have a big tie right at the front of your belly, and then you've got something hanging over it, it does do that sort of tent effect where it looks like you are possibly pregnant, even though you're not. It's not a great feeling. So we have tried to put in little design things that make people feel good. Yeah. Feel good when they look in the mirror, feel attractive and pretty and lovely.
And so you guys are, like, you're talking to me obviously for the menopausing crowd, but really this, what you're saying to me is this clothing is open to sort of a huge range of women. Absolutely. Like there really isn't sort of like a limit on this at all, which is great. And like, I never even realized that like, post pregnancy hormones caused like sweats. I didn't have it either, but
we did a lot of research into that, and actually, which I didn't realize but makes sense, apparently when you are, you know, we both had lots of babies between the two of us, but apparently when you're pregnant, your estrogen level goes up to the absolute highest that it will ever be in your life until you have your next baby, and then literally the moment that your baby pops out, your estrogen level falls off the cliff.
Pops
out. Sneezes out. Slips out. I don't know. Whichever. Choose one. Your estrogen level just falls off a cliff. And so that is literally like a mini menopause, because you've got all this estrogen. Suddenly you don't have any. It just stops. Really until probably a couple of months after. And so some women really suffer badly at that stage when they've got a brand new baby, they're not sleeping at night, and then suddenly they've got night sweats and they've got memory loss and they've got irritability amongst everything else. And the last thing they need is problems with their nightwear.
Or even making a decision about what to wear.
We sort of help, you know, obviously we're not a medicine, so we can't say that, you know, we're going to stop all night sweats or all your hot flushes, but we can help around the edges, and we've had some fantastic feedback from customers.
Yeah, really, really nice.
You know, people, you know, just saying how we've really helped them, and it's really nice to know that we can do that.
Yeah, we've had customers buy every single thing that we've made, and that is also nice because they really love what we do and it works for them, so that's been great. We just had our first order from Singapore yesterday.
And from Dubai.
That's wonderful. And hopefully you'll get some from the US after you've been on here as well.
They're our second market.
That's wonderful. And then Eileen, you're from Canada, right? So that's got to be somewhere you want to jump into.
It is, but can I just say that I love Canada. I still have my Canadian passport. I go back to Canada all the time. My parents still live there. The only thing I'll say, and far be it from me to criticize my the Canadian government, but they do have a different tax structure from the American government, so that if we're shipping to the States, if you place an order, our average order, maybe two or three pieces, you won't have to pay any import duty on that. You have to pay for the shipping, which is about $25 American. But you don't have to pay anything extra. If you buy it in Canada, you do have little bit of tax on top of that. So I think that's held us back in that market a bit. Because obviously, you know, buying something overseas, you've got to pay a bit extra on shipping. You don't really want to have to pay the extra on tax. But
Hey. I know all about the import duty. And when I was in Canada, a lot of people will do this if they're near the border, and a lot of people sort of aren't too far away. They have a US postal address. That's what I used to do for all my fitness equipment, because the import duty just makes it not practical. Yeah. So, I mean, I suppose that's just something that you'll just have to work with. I remember, Target couldn't work there. They opened the big Target stores there, and it couldn't work because they couldn't get the goods.
Well, no. A little helping hand, which I don't know if it's okay to mention now, is that we're going to be giving you that discount code, which you can give to all of your listeners,
wherever they are.
Fit and Chips 10, so you can get 10% off. Whether you're in Canada or in the States or Dubai or Singapore, wherever you want to, feel free to use it. Fit and Chips 10,
and I will also put that in the description of the.
Thank you.
The podcast as well, so people can just access that. And I wanted to say to you, Eileen, that it's really funny because my son, I had this some stuff pointed out with your names on, and my son's name is Elan, but it's spelled the same as Eileen. It's E-I-L-E-A-N. It's almost the same. And it's a Scots Gaelic name. But he saw it and he went, "Am I coming on your podcast?" No.
Oh, I love it. Well, you can tell him the reason I have that name is because I have an older brother called Kent, and my parents are Japanese. And when they named my brother, they just chose a name that they liked. They liked the name Kent. And it wasn't until after they named him, they realized that it was really easy to translate into Japanese characters. So when I was born, they deliberately chose a name that was easy to write in Japanese with nice characters, with characters mm-hmm. with nice meaning. So my name, which might not be that helpful for your son, but my name means beautiful gift. It means lovely, like the lovely sound of bells ringing. I mean, that's nice for a boy too, isn't it?
So that's what it's like. Your name is like the sound of bells ringing.
Bells ringing, yeah. It's like the lovely sound of bells ringing.
It's nice. So. I like that. Oh, well, there's a... I always like that. Like the meaning behind names is always so great. Well, can you just, before we need to finish up actually now, but can you tell me what you are doing? You said you've got the new product out. This is it's going to help breastfeeding women.
It's five pieces coming out in November. In the middle of November.
Oh, great. Yeah.
We're going back to our original jersey for these pieces, but in some new colours. So our original jersey was in navy and silver grey. These are in a dirty
pink. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a lovely pink, but it's not too...
It's not pinky
sweetie
pink.
Yeah. Pink. Yes. It's just not sophisticated pink. Yeah.
Like a dusky rose, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly, dusky rose.
Dirty pink, dusky rose.
Something like that. And then a really lovely olive, which is sort of like slightly greyed out olive. Again, just a really nice, easy to wear, sophisticated colour, goes with lots of things.
And the pieces we're doing, so we're actually, because our V-neck dress has been a really big seller for us with cap sleeves, particularly women who are slightly bustier, find it's really flattering. So we're making that with a 3/4 length sleeve, because at the moment it just has a cap sleeve.
And a lot of people wanted a longer sleeve.
Yes. Yeah. And we make that up to a size 20. So we try to be inclusive for, we don't just we want to be a brand for, you know, tall, leggy blonde. So we got up to size 20 in that. And then we've got the ballet top that we've been talking about. Mm, we've got another camisole top, which you can wear under the ballet top if you want to, if you want a little bit of contrast.
Like a little strappy. It's a close-fitting strappy top. So you can wear it on its own if you're, you know, exercising, or you could wear it on a cold day under something else as your kind of initial layer.
And then also some sort of, how would you describe them?
Well,
sort of
trackies. Lovely trackies, lightweight trackies with great pockets and a drawstring waist and really nice wide elastic waistband, so really comfortable again.
And then the last thing is the V-neck long sleeve t-shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds nice. And I know for the sleeves and stuff, a lot of women who come to me like for training don't like their arms.
Yes.
It's so true. It's so, even women in like their 30s and 40s are like, no, I don't wear shorts. See, I think literally, why are you sure?
Yeah. But you know, and I think that, you know, I have a group, this the private Facebook group. And I remember one woman in there said, you know what, instead of trying to make clothes work for you, why don't you buy clothes that like just fit you as you are right now? Like, so buy flattering clothes. And so you, instead of feeling uncomfortable in your old clothes, like buy something with nice sleeves in, or like wider waistbands and stuff. And just, and it's not admitting defeat by saying, you know, you're having like a, you're changing your clothing. And I think that that's a really good attitude to have. Because physiologically, your body will shift in shape as you go through menopause. It just happens, right? We go from into a more androgen shape, which is a more masculine shape. So we go from the pear to the apple purely because of the estrogen drop. So I mean, I know that for...
Yeah. For a reason.
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right about that. And I think that one of the great things about wearing clothes that fit you and that make you feel good is when you look in the mirror, you see that a reflection that you like, and that psychologically has a great effect on you on your whole day. Yes. For the time that you look in the mirror, you walk out the door feeling confident.
No, exactly.
Instead of skulking out the door, putting on a big coat, hoping nobody's going to look at you.
And if you feel good, you look good.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. The two go together.
You smile.
I love that though, like about the breastfeeding woman as well, because I just had flashbacks of me literally living in my leggings. And I always hate people who wear leggings for everyday wear. Like I wear mine to the gym and then can't wait to get them off. But like I lived in my leggings and a baggy t-shirt, and it's that whole, let's stop that. Yeah. And so then if you've got this practical piece they can throw on without any thought and still looks, makes them feel good. You know, I think that that's awesome.
That's right. And the one tiny thing that we didn't touch on is another small category, but significant, is our women who are going through any kind of medical treatment.
Yes,
because quite often that does mess around with your hormones, whatever it is, the medication can really mess you around and throw you into night sweats and cold sweats, hot sweats.
And again, flushes. That's overnight.
And enough is going on in your life if you're in that situation anyway, that you want something that's going to work for you and is going to make you feel attractive. We've had more than a handful of people specifically saying they're buying for a friend or a relative who's going through treatment.
And that particularly is at a time when you want to feel that you can look nice as well.
Yeah, that you can try and hold on to to yourself.
No, I think it's wonderful, and I'm excited to do my review. So I'll hopefully share that before. I'm planning to share that before the podcast goes out. So, but thank you very much for coming on the show. I wish you lots and lots of success. So, can I ask you, if anybody's listening to this and they want to use my Fit and Chips 10 code, how do they find you? What's your website's name?
www.cucumberclothing.com. Just go on to the interweb, you'll find us there. Or is it the internet? Or we're on Facebook as Cucumber Clothing. You can follow us on Instagram as Cucumber Clothing, and on Twitter as Cucumber Cloth UK. But essentially www.cucumberclothing.com.
And if anybody's got any queries, there's a little box.
Send us
a message, and we always reply.
Or direct message us on Instagram or Twitter. We're happy with any of you. Love hearing from you.
And then just before we finish, can I ask how your cucumber chronicles have been coming along, Eileen? Weren't you going to start doing different things you could do with cucumbers? Wasn't that something you were going to start on?
The first one was all about different things you could do with things you always wanted to ask about cucumbers, but were afraid to. Then the second one we did was the best cucumber cocktails that you could ever have.
Hendrix are sponsoring you by now. If they're not, then they're missing out.
The next one is going to be about cool places, the coolest places to stay that Cucumber recommends for a cucumber Christmas. So I think every month there'll be a cucumber riff that you can look out for with great recommendations and kind of fun tips.
Yeah, and if you sign up to our newsletters, you will get those. You'll also get our monthly blog. And in fact, our next month, we are interviewing the CEO of the Eva Peel, which is the charity we've been talking about. So that will tell you more about what she's been, what they're about.
We've had some interesting people. We've had a fantastic beauty journalist. She's an award-winning beauty journalist. She does a lot of work in the UK. So she was talking about her top tips for great skin and how to get glow.
Yeah, we interviewed Sean Sutherland from A Plastic Planet, who talks about, you know, obviously the
rising tide
of plastic. So we try to interview different interesting women. And then
we always have a guest blog, usually from another company who has products that we think might be interesting to our demographic.
Yes.
Whatever it might be, everything from pelvic trainers to vaginal moisturizers. I mean, it's very exciting.
Same. I'm doing the same thing. And I honestly think that if we continue to talk about them and have it in mainstream media, then I think then this becomes an everyday conversation without too many taboos. So
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Nancy and Eileen, for coming on. It was great chatting with you. And like I say again, lots of luck. I love it. I love the stuff you're doing. So long may it continue.
Thank you. So we're going to come visit you one day. Watch out.
Yeah, well, I have a place here in Houston. I don't know why you would ever want to come to Houston, but people say that when they come to Houston, they never want to leave. So you never know.
Watch out. We're coming.
Okay, thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening this week.
Thanks for listening to the show. For more information on the services offered by Amanda, please head over to her website at fitandchips.com. That's FITNCHIPS.com. Or her Fit and Chips Facebook page. Leave a comment and she promises to respond to all questions. The views and advice expressed by Amanda Thebe are not a substitute for conventional medical service. No information here should be interpreted as a medical diagnosis, treatment, or prevention of any disease. If in any doubt, always contact your healthcare provider.